In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As Jesus' body is laid to rest late Friday night, all that the world can see is a monumental defeat. That's what death looks like. That's what the grave shouts at us from cemeteries. As the body is placed in the ground, no one can see the victory. And for anyone to see different is a lie. You can't see the victory at a funeral. You can't see the victory in the tomb. You can't see victory as lifeless bodies are prepared with spices and wrapped up tight. No, you can't see victory in death. And so Jesus' body is placed in a tomb quickly and quietly because the Sabbath soon approaches and one can do no work on this day of rest. That's true for Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, and the women who made up that funeral procession to the tomb. But it is also true for Jesus. We heard that at the very first reading. He rested at creation, not because he needed to, but because the Sabbath day was a day prepared as a gift for us. He rests to this night, not because he needed to, but because there was no more work to be done. Hearken back to those days of creation where God caps off everything when he forms man and woman in his own image, and he says in a loud voice, "It is very good," because it is. There's only life at creation, pure and perfect life in God. Fast forward to Good Friday, and God says something too, "It is finished." But in saying these words, it's like he is saying, "It is very good," because once again, there is just life. It seems strange to say, "I know," when staring at death in its pale face, but this death, Christ's death, is good. It is good in the sense that it is of God and it is of the gospel. For the death of God in the flesh can only mean one thing: life and salvation for all those to whom death draws near. Death can do its worst, and it tries. It can place us in the ground. It can even steal the breath from the God who breathed the breath of life into creation, but it can't do that of its own accord. No one can take Christ's life from him. Only he can offer it up. Only he can lay it down. Only he can subject himself to the grave. Only he has the authority and power to end his own life. The grave has no power over God, and neither does it have any authority. Death cannot lock up God any longer than God desires to be locked up. And so in that sense, death is a tool God uses against itself, and it's powerless to stop it. God will die in the person of Jesus. His body will be laid in the ground. A stone will be rolled in front and sealed shut. Death looks like it has won the day, but death's death is only a few hours away when life will spring forth from the ground with the rising of the sun. And so as God rests in peaceful slumber this Holy Saturday, his work of salvation is done. It's finished. And it's good. It's very good. And this is a sermon that needs to be preached. All those who wept at the tomb yesterday will get to hear this sermon tomorrow. So will we. But Satan gets to hear it tonight. In the darkest pits of hell, where the demons once cackled with glee at the sight of the cross a few hours before, we find them cowering in the corners as the Lord of life comes bursting through hell's shadowy gates, trampling underfoot any power that hell thought it once had. And Jesus preaches. Oh, Jesus preaches. He preaches of his victory. He preaches of sins forgiven. He recounts the Garden of Eden when he promised Satan that his head will be crushed, and here is the heel ready to lay that final blow. Jesus preaches to death that itself is dead. He preaches, once again, the words of the cross: "It is finished," and all our enemies know it to be true. Rest in peaceful sleep tonight, Jesus. Your work is now finished. And we'll see you once again in the morning, Easter Sunday, when the stone is rolled away and the tomb is left empty forever. And you too, redeemed brothers and sisters in Christ, rest easy this night, knowing that your Lord is risen from the dead and your sins are forgiven, knowing also that as you make your way to the grave, it will one day be as empty as Jesus' tomb. In the name of Jesus.